Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of I'm Adopted. This week, we're celebrating episode 19. And for all of you listening around the world, thank you so much. So this episode this week, we're going to talk about why it is important to celebrate National Adoption Awareness Month. That is coming up very soon, November, a few days now. And every year I celebrate it, not just with myself, but also with my friends who are adopted, as well as my family. It's a very important month for all of us who are adopted all around the world. I believe it, no matter what your story is, it is very important to talk about that. So I brought Alex Cush along. He's back. He's back on the hot seat. And I'm going to ask him a lot in this episode. It's really about why is it important? Why is it special? What does National Adoption Awareness Month mean to you?
So, first of all, thank you for having me again on the podcast, Alex.
That's all right.
So, what does National Adoption Awareness Month mean for me? So, if I look at the question, I basically break it up into three parts. I look at it, what does National Adoption Month mean in general from a large overview? Then I look at it, what does it mean to me personally? And then I reflect on what my adoption experience has been like.
With the whole, I guess, experience side is what, it, like, everybody has a different scenario and different childhood. Was yours, you know, do you celebrate things that you, how do I explain this? Do you, when you think about National Awareness Adoption Month, do you celebrate those times where maybe you were thinking, great, I was adopted at this age and that's one thing I want to celebrate, or how do you look at it?
That's a really great question, Alex, and the way I look at National Adoption Awareness Month is, I celebrate my adoption as a whole, but then I guess,
celebrate
also your, in my case, I'm, you know, really happy for my family and also celebrate my different achievements that I was lucky to have in my life due to support of family and friends.
It's about family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And friends, you know, and all the people that had an impact. But I also am aware that people have different experience of adoptions, and that, you know, National Adoption Awareness Month can, you know, cause people to have different feelings. And
of course.
So I think that's also something to acknowledge, because there are adoptees, you know, out there, I'm being realistic, that might have not had such a great experience from their own perspectives.
A lot of people do grow up with a bad childhood or a bad scenario in the orphanage or anything like that. It does happen quite often, and you know, that's why people want to completely avoid the topic of adoption in a way as well, or avoid even saying, yeah, I want to celebrate my adoption, or I want to celebrate National Adoption Awareness Month. I don't feel like I don't want to support this. In fact, sometimes I don't want to think about it at all. What do you think about that in regards for other adoptees?
Well, that's another really good follow-up question, Alex, and I think it's a perfect, valid question, and I just first like to acknowledge, you know, I can't tell anyone, you know, what they want to celebrate or not.
But we can't tell exactly how someone's feeling. Everyone has a different,
But and Alex, I'm sure you can talk about this a bit more later, is that actually the I'm Adopted project is a place for people to share their whole experience of adoption, and that could also mean more challenging components of what an adoption or their life experience might have been like, because we really want to, you know, try and get the whole spectrum. And you know, I'm fully aware of that, and you might also, you know, we are also really aware that there are extreme, you know, situations out there where some people faced, you know, more challenges in their lives than we could, you know, ever think of, that don't feel like celebrating or acknowledging their adoption or National Adoption Awareness Month at all, which is, you know, more than totally fine. It's totally justifiable.
But like you said, with having the community, the I'm Adopted project and the community and adoptees and even parents as well, join the page as well, because they want to reach out for advice. It's open to everybody, to be honest. And I know what you mean with some people just don't want to talk about it, but I guess my other question for you is, of course, you know, down the line, if you got to revisit your birth parents and you saw that the experience wasn't that great, would you come back here and say, yes, I want to celebrate? You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking of something that might happen in the future or something that might impact that sort of feeling of celebrating this month as an adoptee.
I think, Alex, I could only make a prediction because, you know, I'm not in that situation now.
Yeah.
But I would say, even if you do end up having a experience that might, you know, change components of your experience, you know, to be a less, you know, positive one.
Yes.
I still think, at least for myself, I would hope so that I try to look at the positive side of things. But also, you know, I even said on early in my early answer that I try to use this time or, you know, in general when I think about adoption to actually reflect on my journey. So
reflecting on your journey. Yeah. Is,
yep. And in my example, you know, was your question about my birth family, I actually didn't have such a, I guess, positive experience as people, you know, wish for, but I went in with it an open mind, and I could still say, you know, the experience wasn't positive, but I learned something from it, and it's just the reality of what happened. You can't change it, you know, and I'm basically don't have any real, you know, attachments or emotions associated with meeting my birth family. It's just the way it is, you know, it's not one way, it's another, it's just the way it is for me.
Well, that's like me with my birth mother, as I've said this, and I'm not going to repeat the whole story, but, you know, just, I don't have a good relationship with her at all. In fact, I don't have any contact with her, but the journey of meeting her and talking to her and just talking at least what I can to her about my life is something that I was very happy with as an adoptee, and that was a sense of closure for me, and to this day, that's why the whole adoption as a whole is celebrated with my family, because that's how I became part of my family, and that's how I look at it as well. That's what I celebrate. That's big. What about you with that?
I think, like, yeah, I fully agree with you, you know, looking at the bigger picture of things and, you know, celebrating with your family, and that's basically the same for me. And also, I guess I'd like to reiterate on your own story where you're talking about your birth family, your birth mom. I think actually would maybe like to make a more statement that while the relationship isn't as good as it could be, I think that, you know, I would say, you know, I'm an outsider, but you've made, you know, every effort to try and build a connection. But same in my case,
every effort, yeah.
You know, I gave the possibility, but any relationship needs to be a two-way street,
yes.
And it needs to be based on trust and commitment. And if that isn't there, there is no solid foundations to move forward. And, you know, you did what you did. So I think that's just also just something that I think is important for you and the listeners to keep in mind.
I want to always really say as well, for all of you that are beginning a journey or beginning a search, you know, take the footsteps that you can take. And you're the only one that can make that journey because it's you. And I believe that's a big thing. And, thank you, Alex, for joining us again for this week before I'm adopted. And I got some other stuff that is going on in the next 3 weeks. When I'm heading over to Russia in 3 weeks, I'm doing some research over there. I'm meeting with people and doing some work over there and filming my new TV show, Reunited. So we've got some cool stuff happening over there in the next 3 weeks. So I think, I haven't told Alex this, but I think he might be taking over a few of the podcasts while I'm away. He's going to be hosting and talking some topics for you guys. And if you have a story, if you're anywhere around the world, if you want to join us on the podcast, you can definitely please reach out to us through the Facebook page. Join the community. I'm adopted.org. It's on Facebook. You can check us out on Instagram. You can share your story. Join the private group. You can share your story on the page as well. And I thank you guys so much. And I think it's a big thing for all of us. I mean, celebrating National Adoption Awareness Month for myself is a big thing. And, you know, I think it's good. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I fully agree with Alex, and like I said earlier on, my 3 takes on the National Adoption Awareness Month is to, you know, look at it what it means in the bigger sense for adopted community, because I definitely would say the older I've gotten, the more I try to become more aware of the different perspectives and experiences that adoptees have. Then I reflect on it, you know, what does this mean for me, and what's my personally journey been, you know, and in every journey, there have been highs and lows. And also, yeah, I'd just like to say thank you for having me again, Alex. And
yeah, It's all right.
And we look forward to hearing about your whole journey across, you know, your journey in Russia. And if there might be any
Siberian Russia or a train. Is it the train you're talking about?
That's another story.
I'm not doing any trains. No train.
Yeah, not this time, but I also hope we might have a few surprises for us. You never know. You always get surprises from Russia.
Surprises for me? What do you mean? Just be careful what you say now. You don't want to offend anybody, but what do you mean? Just quietly.
Well, I mean, you know, if you have any special meetings or anything, you know, you never know what happens in Russia.
I've been fine.
I mean, he is a pretty, you know, important person and becoming well more known across Russia.
I've been okay there. I do have a meeting with the Russian government over there, and I am doing some stuff with them, but it's all for about I'm adopted and everything like that. So that's the plan. But it's going to be awesome, and the people there are very supportive, and everyone there is just really just I'm so proud of it. It's cool. Also, please go ahead. If you are on the Facebook page, you can also change your profile photo for National Adoption Awareness Month. So please go ahead and you can change it. And it says, I love adoption. And it says National Adoption Awareness Month under that. And it's really good. And I think that all of you guys who follow the project, who have something to do with adoption, if it's important to you, if you celebrate it, then please go ahead and change that. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. I appreciate it again and again. And Alex, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex.
And we'll see you guys next week for another podcast for I'm Adopted, which is going to be episode 20 next week. Big milestone. That's 20 weeks of podcasts. Wow, that's too many. But anyways, see you guys next time. Thank you.